I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Iran state media says President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was reelected today. But Ahmadinejad's main challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi, says he's the winner. We'll probably have to wait a while for the final word on that. Earlier today, President Obama had this to say about the vote in Iran.
Ultimately, the election is for the Iranians to decide. But just as has been true in Lebanon, what can be true in Iran as well is that you're seeing people looking at new possibilities. And whoever ends up winning the election in Iran, the fact that there's been a robust debate hopefully will help advance our ability to engage them in new ways.
It was a tumultuous campaign in Iran with sharp televised debates and huge rallies. Today, Iranian voters responded. Turnout was so high that voting hours had to be extended. Here's our report from The World's Laura Lynch in Tehran.
In this upscale neighborhood in northern Tehran, people waited as long as 2 hours to get inside a mosque that serves as a polling station. Inside, clerks stamped identity papers, handed out ballots, and sent people off to cast their votes in the center of the hall. For Farideh Raziyat, a teacher who has traveled abroad extensively, this election really matters. She voted for the challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi. Raziyat says she's tired of incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's attacks on the United States and other nations. And she's tired of being labeled a hate monger and terrorist when she travels abroad.
I am concerned that our Persian dignity is taken away from us. And we have a bad reputation around the world. We want that our dignity back. We were a good nation, good history. We were proud. And that was a good identity for us. That's what we wanted back.
But on the other end of town, in the much poorer southern reaches of Tehran, foreign opinions don't matter nearly as much. Esmael Hadije struggles to take care of her family. The faltering economy has made it even more difficult. But Hadije won't blame her president. Ahmadinejad, she says, is her champion.
He has offered a loan to my young children for their marriage. I want to thank him for supporting the poor. He has done a lot for us, I mean for people and my family. He's not the supporter of the rich. As far as I know, the other three candidates support wealthy people, but not Ahmadinejad.
This election has energized a sleepy electorate. Many in the cities didn't even bother to vote in 2005. This time, they've awakened to the power of a modern political campaign. Even if it isn't full-fledged democracy, the live televised debates generated drama and attention. That was one big change. Another was American-style campaign tactics, credited to Barack Obama. In the basement of Mir Hossein Mousavi's campaign headquarters, women draped in black chadors lean over computer screens, their headsets placed over top of their head coverings. They're taking in reports from a huge army of volunteers sent out to watch for any signs of trouble at polling stations. Sayed Sadatian is on the election monitoring committee.
People are worried because the government is in charge of the election and the head of the government, the president, is one of the candidates.
This is the climax of an extensive campaign of organization that's gone on since April. It's been orchestrated at least partly by a young advisor who studied the tactics used in Mr. Obama's campaign. Mousavi's wife was front and center on the hustings, drawing comparisons with Michelle Obama. The campaign used social networking sites, YouTube, and text messaging to draw in young voters. That last tactic seems to have hit a snag. The text messaging network has mysteriously broken down. Tonight, the streets of Tehran are quiet, a sharp contrast to the boisterous late-night demonstrations that marked the last days of the election. All rallies and gatherings are banned while the country waits for the results. But no matter what the voters decide, the campaign itself may have profoundly changed politics here. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Tehran.